2 Corinthians chapter 7. And then we're going to drop back to chapter 6 once we get going here. Now, how many knows that we're living in a day and age where you can just be doing normal business and it seems like you get filthy or dirty just in this lifetime? How many ever heard dirty conversations, seen some things that aren't at all pleasing? Or if you work in an environment where the conversations are really not that holy, it's easy to get tainted or a little bit dirty. Amen?
Amen.
How many knows that we all need to be cleansed?
Amen.
I said we all need to be cleansed.
Yes.
Now, if you're into bathing regularly, and I believe that you should be,
yes.
If you have a regular routine of bathing, you know it's important, true?
Amen.
I know after the picnic, I needed a shower, bless God. Because it's amazing how that, thank you, dear. That was my first one all month, so praise the Lord for that, amen? But we all need, it's nice, and how many ever came from a shower or a bath and you went, man, I needed that. All right? Now, I want to ask this question. How many here ever showered or bathed and you, like, forgot to wash your hair? Got out of the shower and go, did I wash my hair? I won't say Ron. He does a little polish on that puppy. I did that not too long ago. I took a shower, and I know I wetted my hair down, but I got out and I go, did I wash my hair? And I really had to think about it. So... isn't that bad?
Amen.
Seems like you'd remember, but whatever, all right? In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, says this, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse what? Ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Father, these next few moments, Lord, let your word come alive in our hearts. Lord, spring forth fresh revelation, Lord. Lord, we're not here just to hear another sermon. We're here to have an impact with you. Lord, an impartation of your Holy Spirit. Lord, to grow in grace and knowledge of our dear Son. Because, Lord, you've given us some charge in the Word that we need to follow in Jesus' name. Now, how many here want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
Now, a lot of times we're looking for direction and we want to be obedient in this and be obedient in our witness. And all that is noble and fine. How about be obedient in following Him and being the way He wants us to be? When you're reading this verse, it says this, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all what? All filthiness. Now notice there's two parts here. It's body and spirit. I'll get into that in a minute. It's truthful that in this lifetime, things are dirty. Things are filthy. And if you came out of an environment that it was filthy, how many of there are some things you had to unload?
Amen.
How many of our thinking process had to change? Sometimes we have a default mechanism. When certain things happen, we do a certain thing. And sometimes those patterns may not be good.
Amen.
Say amen. How many knows that if you get set free from one thing, you might pick up another thing?
Amen.
I want to be set free from all of it.
Amen.
Amen. Now turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. When it talks about what promises, verse 16, 2 Corinthians 6:16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? Let me ask you. Since you're a Christian, what do you have in common with the world besides flesh? When I look at the world, they do not have the same spirit I do that has the Spirit of God.
Amen.
They have flesh, there's no doubt about it. They walk in a body, no doubt about it. But you have the Spirit of God. Many times we're trying to agree with the world that is so opposite of where we're at. Are you hearing me? We have to start looking at our life and say, you know what? We're a son or a daughter of the Most High God. We're the people of God. We're the body of Christ. We have communion with Him, and He is absolutely pure.
Amen.
There's no dirtiness at all in God. There's no gray area at all. He is absolutely holy.
Thank you.
How many think His kids should start to reflect that character?
Amen.
Yes or no? We all have traits of our families, whether we look like them or not, we do have traits there.
Yes.
And you carry those traits with you. But if you're born again, you should start to bear the image of the heavenly too. My only weakness is not my spirit. It's the Spirit of God. It's this flesh.
Amen.
And whatever I mind. It's possible to go through a store and hear a music and find yourself singing it by the time you got in your car.
Amen.
It's possible that while you go to your prayer time, that song may be going around in your head. Oh, nobody in here.
Oh, yeah.
It's possible that even during this sermon, your mind's going to wander about something else. And then you'll be yanked back in when I start to talk to you.
Amen.
Say amen. How many knows each one of us have some weakness that we need to work on?
Amen.
The Bible says His promise is, I will dwell in you.
Yes.
Listen, we have nothing in common with the world besides the flesh.
Amen.
So we have to start looking and say, you know what? My spirit man needs to live forth and this flesh come along. The only thing it's good for is to be crucified.
Yes.
Are you with me so far?
Yes.
In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 16, the second part of the verse says, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now picture this. God will walk in them.
Amen.
Now, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, is that God in you?
Amen.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Then God walks in you. That is so cool. That takes me from being natural to supernatural. If you think about the power that's available in you now. How many knows this has to change? My biggest blockage isn't the power of the Holy Spirit. It's my own flesh and what I mind. Sometimes unbelief takes up form of great things in life. Sometimes you have the faith for it, but there are areas like, well, can God do that? Or this, we'll say, hey, well, that's just the way they are. No, I don't want to say that. I want to pray that they change.
Amen.
Are you with me? Sometimes we can get caught up in just like going along with it. Lord, I want that to change. Whatever ailment, I want that to change. Come on. Can God touch us?
Yes, He can.
Well, what is difficult for you? What is the area where you have to go, man, this is difficult for me. It's difficult to see this done. I know God can do it, but what is that area? There are certain things that we get down. No problem at all. It's so done, it's done. But what is a struggle for you? What is the area that maybe you need to work on, that you have to put your faith in that area, that you have to trust Him in? And we all have it. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on. I haven't met a perfect Christian yet. And those who act like they are probably have a whole lot more they're dealing with.
Right.
Say amen. Amen. How many of those? God said, I'll walk with them. Notice He'll walk with us and be our people. That is so great. He'll be to us. He'll make us a community of believers that are together knit in the power of the Holy Ghost. Truthfully this, we have more in common through the power of the Spirit than we do by the power of the flesh. And there are times where you'll seem closer to the people of God than maybe even your own family.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying you're not close to your family, but there's something happening in the spirit.
Yes.
There's something there. Because once you have flesh as your strength, it wanes. And you can't trust flesh.
Amen.
Flesh can only take you to the grave.
Amen.
Amen? Look at verse 17, for 2 Corinthians 6, 17. Wherefore, come out from where?
Among
them and be what? Separate, says the Lord. Now, is this written to the church? I know it's addressed to the Corinthians, but these letters were shared in every church. And now it's being shared at Lighthouse. If you are a Christian, come out from among them.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean you don't reach them. But no longer do you have that deep, intimate fellowship with the world. You got to come out of that. You got to say, He's now my Lord.
Yeah.
Look at it here in verse 17. Come out from among them, be separate, says the Lord. Don't touch the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen.
Divine acceptance comes in that arena. When Christians say, hey, I came to the altar, I boo-hooed, and I lived my own life, I'm here to tell you that's not a separate life. If there is no change after the altar, I begin to wonder, did it really change in you?
Amen.
Or have you let the cares of this world choke it all out?
Yes.
We just can't have Christian words and sound all that and not have a lifestyle that matches the calling. How many want to be close to the Lord? How many really want to be close to Him? This morning I was really praying, Lord, bring the church to that closeness, that passion for You, that love for You. It's like Jesus is just another part, another addendum, another thing that you do. And then you go back to your life. Listen, your life is not your own anymore.
Amen.
I've been saved long enough to know that there's been a decline, listen to me, in spiritual things. There has been. There used to be a time where it was centered around Him.
Yes.
And now it's centered around everything.
Yes.
And we've used the word community to make it acceptable. Oh, I'm preaching now. Listen, if you're a Christian, you're separate from the world. And this isn't popular preaching. This is one where, no, let's just come on and do what you like. Live the way you want to. Everything's okay. You're okay. I'm okay. Hey, we'll all get there. That's not the gospel. Why we haven't seen more of a move of God in this state is because we're so concerned about everything else than what God wants. I want to see it turn. Amen. And it doesn't take a lot of people either. It just takes a few that are dedicated.
Amen.
Divine acceptance comes, you start to separate yourself from that stuff.
Amen.
Amen? I'll receive you unto myself. Yes. Blessed are the pure in heart.
Yes.
And that's the reality. Yes. They shall see God. 2 Corinthians 6:18, look at this. And I will be a father unto you, and you'll be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty. Divine adoption comes in this area. He'll be a father to us. I love that. No matter if you're a girl or a boy, you become a son or daughter of God.
Amen.
Whose do you want to become? I may have been birthed by my mother and father, but I'm so glad God is my father.
Amen.
Isn't He the author of all life? Did it all start from there? My mom and dad may be in the vehicle that got me here, but He is my Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it's good to know that God is my Father.
Yes.
If you want to know how eternity is going to be, God is your Father.
Amen.
There's no one higher than Him. There's no one more powerful than Him. And you're His kid.
Thank you.
Can you imagine how the demons in hell hate your guts?
Because
you're a child of the Most High God. How Satan loathes you, knowing that he can never have that position ever. That's why he comes against the church. That's why he comes against you individuals. He hates your guts. He knows who you are. You need to know who you are. When you just play around with sin and shame, you play around in dirtiness, you start to cover yourself with filthiness. And what it does is it brings a separation. We separate from God. Not that He separates. We place ourselves in dirty, filthy things. And God said, cleanse that.
Amen.
Cleanse that. Come on.
Yes.
No bride wants to have a dirty dress when she goes down the aisle. I haven't met one yet. I haven't met one that says, you know what, I just want to be all filthy.
No.
No matter what color she wears, she wants to be nice, true? If she cares about the groom, she wants to look her best. Let me say this to you, church. If we care about Jesus, then we want to look our best. Not just fake facade, but inside I'm holy. And it's working out. Not just cleansing the outside of the cup. And too many Christians cleanse the outside of the cup. Yet inwardly they're wolves. Inwardly they're lost. Inwardly they could give a rip about Him. It's good preaching today.
Amen.
When we have the full realization of these promises, listen, we start to renounce the world. Everything inconsistent, everything against His divine nature, and there's a pursuit for holiness. Doesn't Jesus say, you be holy because I'm holy?
Amen.
When's the last time that was preached from the pulpit? How about this Sunday service? Repent! Church!
Amen.
Could that be the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Could that be the message of God? Get on your face and call out that you have a holier life.
Amen.
Didn't know I was going to unload on you today, did you?
Amen.
I'm waiting for your hair to blow back yet. Amen. When I look at these promises, they personally require cleansing of our hearts.
Amen.
Amen? When I'm living halfway out for God, there's no real revelation knowledge.
Yeah.
Think about when you were the closest to the Lord, and think about when you were learning the most. When was that? It was when you set your heart on Him. It's when you desired spiritual things. You could even compare spiritual things with spiritual things. You could be walking in the grocery store in the produce aisle, and God could speak a word to you. True? How many of us, that doesn't have to stop? We always humble ourselves. What I've noticed in Christianity, when people start to grow in grace, the tendency of knowledge is to puff up. And they start to say, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know that. Instead of, Lord, I can know more about that.
Amen.
You can't even exhaust salvation. You could spend your whole life trying to figure out all that salvation entails. That's why humble yourself. When you get up in the morning, whatever time that is, humble yourself before His mighty hand. Sometimes that conscious effort there, Lord, I need You. We need Him. Amen? In 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1, I want you to look at that again. Having therefore these promises, you have a bunch of them, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We must put forth activity towards this goal. We must continue vigorously to cleanse both our mind and our body. We have to say, no, I don't want no more trash in there, trash in, trash out.
Amen.
No, I'm not anti this and this. Listen to me. There are some good programs still out there. I still like watching an occasional football game. I do. But I don't want that to dominate my life either.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with walking out of a movie theater because it was disgusting and running your Savior down.
Amen?
Amen? Purification can never be accomplished without the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. When people say, hey, I'm just going to do this, I'm just going to stay this, I'm just going to quit this, join this, you can't be holy until you get the Holy Ghost in you. You might be able to push away certain things, but you got to have a heart transfer. You got to have a change inside. In Romans 8, verse 13, if we live after the flesh, we will die. But through the Spirit, if we mortify those deeds of the body, you're going to live. There's a promise that if you crucify the flesh and its affections and lust, your life will be prolonged. If you just live in the flesh, believe me, you will die. And I've seen this happen more than once. When people push the envelope, they think they can do this and this and this, and soon they lose their life. Amen? How many know something's happened? Now, if you like jumping out of airplanes, pray that parachute opens. How many knows that's your lifeline?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
If you like to do that, I understand the thrill. I understand dropping 100 plus miles an hour is a rush. I can't do it. I'm too chicken there. Amen.
Amen.
I don't really like that heights anyways. But if you do, okay. But if you don't put to death the deeds of the flesh, they catch up to you. Yes or no? Can I just be totally honest about my family, or is that too difficult? I've seen family members pass away too young because they drank too much.
Amen.
They drank too much.
Yeah.
How many does it wear down? When you're younger, you seem like you can get away with it. You can just push through it. But when you get older, the effects come in.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen in my own personal family.
Yeah.
It happens. Well, the deeds of the flesh, the word of God is true. Well, you know what? The church needs to realize, hey, I can walk different. In Galatians 5, verse 16, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
There's two classes of defilement. One is body and the other is spirit. The body participates in sin. The spirit has the thoughts and desires, anger, pride, all those things come to play. Well, my body participates in the sin, and my mind goes with it. Isn't that true?
Right.
No wonder the word says, get it in your heart and your mind, because that agrees with your spirit.
Amen.
When you're born again, you're like a child. You're young. You're immature. It's there. we grow in grace.
Right.
Let me understand that principle.
Amen.
Well, how can a 40-year-old in body and an infant in spirit ever coexist? You have to grow. You may be physically older, some degree mature, but spiritually infant.
Amen.
So if you try to operate your spirit man through the flesh avenue, you're going to miss it big time.
Yes.
And much of the church, I'm going to speak this, is immature. Yes. They're immature concerning the things of God, immature concerning the Word. Listen, find yourself in the book. Find yourself studying because you need it. Now, you can grow rapidly. It doesn't have to have years on it. Well, you can grow rapidly. There's no law against it. But if you don't spend time in it, you're not going to grow.
Amen.
Amen? It isn't just osmosis. Here I am. I've been saved for 40 years. I'm a 40-year-old Christian. You could be a baby.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Is this straight up for everyone? How many want to participate in the Holy Ghost and not in sin? Amen? These two defilements between body and spirit, you can't separate. You can't separate that.
Amen.
The only time your spirit leaves your body is when you breathe your last.
That's right.
While we're in this journey, you will have both. I want this to change to match this Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And this flesh, crucify it. We all know when we're walking in the flesh, true? And believe me, there are areas that will push you to become fleshly. There are sometimes things just don't go right. How many understand that? Here's normal, and here's where I live. And sometimes that happens 6 or 7, whatever that is. There have been times I go, what's up with that? Sometimes you just got to walk through it, but God will be with you.
Amen.
If there's anyone who felt that capacity is Jesus, can you imagine Jesus? As pure and holy as he is, he became sin who knew no sin.
Amen.
Could you imagine all the things that he fought against and thoughts and deeds? He became sin. He paid the price for it.
Yes.
So he knows if you're being tempted, he knows how to deliver you.
Amen.
Because there's nothing he hasn't experienced, battles in his heart, battles in his mind. Amen? When I look at this, when the mental area of our life becomes fleshly, the seeds of that flesh become fleshly.
Amen.
But if I sow to the Spirit that word, it begins to germinate that area.
Amen.
And it does work. We've spent more time in the fleshly seeds in that area that harvest has been pretty bountiful. But now we have a new harvest here, the spirit realm. So when weeds begin to pop up, old thoughts and attitudes and actions, I got to lay root to that. I got to cut that down. And if I continue to mow that down, what's been in the spirit will start to arise like a giant tree.
Amen.
A tree of righteousness. And sooner or later, my tree will produce enough fruit for me and for somebody else.
Amen.
If somebody needs some love, they can pluck it off. They need some joy, they can pluck it off. They need some peace, they can pluck it off. You've called to be a tree, but the weeds choke out the seed.
Amen.
Is this good? How many are following along?
Amen.
When I look at these promises, they require thoroughness. Thoroughness.
Amen, brother.
Now, I've done some work with Bob. Bob is a gentleman. It doesn't overshadow every moment, but he expects it to be thorough. Why? Because it needs to be done. Are you thorough in your inspection, walking with the Holy Ghost? Are you looking at it saying, you know what? I'm looking at this area. I'm not going to feed the flesh here.
Amen.
That means every area you start to kick over some of those rocks. Amen? How about some of those attitudes? In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 says, therefore, you have these promises. Cleanse yourself from all unfilthiness. The Corinthians were guilty of the same sins we are. If you want to know what they were, 2 Corinthians 6:14, they hooked up with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 12:20, they were envious, strife, and backbiting. 1 Corinthians 5:6, they were like old leaven. Everything that we imagine, they were doing. They were even taking the communion and eating it as their dinner. Come on. Could you imagine that? The pastor prepares a nice meal out there for communion. Got the bread, got the wafer, got everything going. And people sit down and start chowing down his dinner. How many think that shouldn't be?
Amen.
I wonder how many foolish things are done in church. Say amen. All of us in here need to start to perfect holiness in the fear of God. Lord, then I'm going to be holy because you're holy. And not walk around like, I'm holy, you're not, I'm holy, you're not. No, the more holy you become, the more loving you become. Amen. The more humble you become. It isn't like this thing where like, it's like, oh, look at them, they're so holy. No, your attention isn't for people. The Pharisees wanted that. Yes. The Pharisees wanted to see, I pray, I give, look at me. But true holiness is an inward thing of the heart. You want God to see it. And then whoever else gets the observation, okay. But your job isn't to live for them. Amen?
Amen.
Are you enjoying this evening?
Yes.
In Romans 1 verse 14, and declare to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That Spirit is truly holy. Listen, you don't have to wait to get to heaven to start to walk in holiness of the Lord. To me, it's a little late by then.
Yes.
We should start it now. We should start to perfect those things now. Some of your hang-ups need to drop off.
Yes.
Now, how many here got set free from something? And you are, but the enemy tries to bring temptation back.
Yeah.
A thought, maybe? How many ever felt that desire before to draw back to that? And you're like, no, I'm not doing that. How many ever stood you around and said, no, I'm not going there? You ever notice that thing starts to dissipate? It's just like in your mind when you have a thought. If you'll battle that thought, sooner or later that thought's going to go.
Amen.
But if you start to dwell on it and go back to it, dwell on it, go back to it, push it out, you're not getting victory over it.
No, you're not.
I'm here to tell you, you may not be able to stop every thought coming in, but you can sure stop them from doing something.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah,
no. I want to have the mind of Christ. How many want to have the mind of Christ?
Amen.
We have to set before us the things that are holy and reach for those things. We must blame ourselves if we fall short.
Yes.
We must take responsibility for our own failures and shortcomings.
Amen.
Stop blaming other people why you're not living for Jesus. I know there's a lot of hurt in Christianity. I do. But that is no reason not to serve the Lord. Because you're going to get hurt sometime. Who do you serve? Well, I'm not going there because they hurt me. Well, I understand that. Does that mean you're not going to serve the Lord either?
No.
How about pray for them?
Amen.
Amen? And dare I say, if you were in leadership, you probably would have screwed up too.
Yes.
Gosh, I don't like when he does that. I mean, it's reality. Yes, the hurt is real, but we have to get over it.
Amen.
We have to mature in it. Now, we're gentle. We lift up and encourage. I do too. But you can't dwell in the past. Because if that's the colored glasses you're wearing, you'll always look to be hurt again.
Yeah.
And soon as you sense that, you'll go again. Is this good stuff?
Amen.
Come on. We can't hold anything up. What God starts in us, He wants to complete. And the Christian must complete what he finished starts to finish it. The work of holiness needs to be in all of us. Come on. Could you imagine a church where they love God, they love people, and they walk accordingly? I'd want to be in that group.
Amen.
In Romans 6, verse 22, and now being freed from sin, we become a servant of God. And you have the fruit of holiness. And listen to me, the end of that's eternal life. What a promise that your holy walk will end up in eternal life. Good deal. Is the wages of sin death? Yes or no? Then to be spiritually minded is life and peace. You can't afford not to be. When you're in the middle, You're halfway in death and halfway in life. You're just a mess.
Yep.
You got enough grace to cover the sin, but not enough to get victory. Romans 8 verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Everybody in here wants life and peace.
Amen.
I agree with Ron. Ron and I had a conversation before service. You come to my house, you bring the peace. If you don't bring the peace, guess who gets to go home? I love you. How many knows that? We have to have that. It's part of our life. Our job should be blessed are the peacemakers. Amen?
Right.
How many of us that we have that in us? Our faith must be actualized. How about pray, Lord, deliver me from evil?
Yeah.
Could that be a powerful prayer?
Yeah.
Too many times we're at, how about Lord, just I want to be holy as you're holy in Jesus' name. I think that's a prayer God will go, I'll answer that.
Amen.
And I'll help you. And I believe this with all my heart. What other people chase after, you start living that life, it'll follow you. It'll come after you. Because you're starting to be the way God wants you to be. No good thing will he withhold to those who walk uprightly. Sometimes we want all these blessings, but we're not even walking uprightly. It's like we're double-minded in those areas. Your faith must be actualized, developed, and perfected your whole life. Amen? And there'll be time in your walk, this may happen, that all that you know, you'll know abundance will be brought down to nothing so you can build again.
Amen.
You got that experience? Great. Now you can build again.
Amen.
The best gifts are on the lower shelf. And anyone who says otherwise has missed the point. You want the best gifts? They only come through humility.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And many times people will serve to their capacity of, I don't feel like it. I would like to do that, but I just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
Since when is servanthood ever something that you feel like?
Yeah.
No, it's a choice.
Amen.
And then this has to go along with it. You get to serve.
Amen.
You got to push through that. I don't want to.
Amen.
You got to push through that. And it's so simple to serve, isn't it?
Amen.
What do you really have to do? Wow, I didn't know I was going to get this sermon today. Man. How many still love me?
Amen.
Amen. Even Ron's hair's growing from this service, bless God. Listen, we must continue in any degree of holiness that we've reached and continue on from there.
Amen.
Sometimes I like to say this, that you're at this place, good, continue with it. He who has begun a good work will complete it. Don't beat yourself up if you've been delivered from a whole lot. True?
Amen.
You're not what you used to be. Thank God for that.
Yeah.
But you haven't arrived yet either. Keep going.
Yeah.
Amen? That's what I love about this church. There isn't a bunch of religious nuts here. There's people who forgive, understand what sin was about, has grace to see people going, but continue to serve him.
Amen?
Because how many know sometimes our sin looks worse on somebody else? And the sin of gossip is a pretty serious situation. How about this? The sin of territorialism. That's mine, mine, mine. Amen? You're welcome to sit anywhere in this church you would like. Now, if there's a certain area you like, I don't have a problem with that. You can sit there all the time. But we can never say it's mine. Mine, mine. Amen? It's mine. Can't have this, mine. You don't do that, it's mine. Amen. My wife had this thing when we got gifts. You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Amen.
All of us should be noting, listen, in practical ways, we're living for them, and we're not. I need to have that within me. The devil can never be my partner.
Amen.
He can never be my influence.
No.
Now notice he is so subtle in his attacks. I'm so glad Jesus was spiritually minded when Satan said, you know what? All these kingdoms are mine and I'll give them unto you if you'll bow down and worship me. Can you imagine what man has ever lasted that temptation? Could you imagine all the kingdoms of the world, all the wealth, all the glory, all the power could have been given to one individual? Every man fell way before then. But Jesus said, it is written.
Amen.
Man. I mean, that's just a reality. Sometimes you've got to have that flowing out of you. You've got to have that character within you. Jesus paid a great price to separate you from sin. Why do you want to go back to it?
Amen?
It's like, oh, Jesus, thank you for doing that, but I'm just going to go do it. Well, why did he die on the cross then?
Right.
How many think that's a big slap in the face? Now, look from God's perspective. I want you to be holy. I paid the price so I could deliver you from that, and yet you want to just go to it. Don't think that man or woman will receive anything from the Lord.
Amen.
And then they'll get ticked off at God why things aren't changing for them.
Yes.
You see how he wants to bring us to that place? The church needs to repent openly and publicly.
Amen.
We need to look and say, God, change me. Let me pull that telephone pole out of my eye because that's all I can see. And you know what? I'm so accustomed to it, my vision is blurred. And all of a sudden, he plucks it out and you can see. Wow. And then you start looking at your brother and say, you know what? I have been delivered from so much. Do you know you have a speck right there?
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to view people not through some religious form, but through love.
Amen.
You'll start to realize that, man, you need been set free from a whole lot more and you need to thank God for it. The power that's in our hearts needs to be renewed on God's promises. God commands our whole heart obedience in every area. I said in every area. Jeremiah 7 verse 3 through 10 if you're taking notes. I don't have time to go through all that. Talks about the temple and all this. When God knows and discerns our secret thoughts, we need to have the word of God that's sharp and powerful cut in that area. He's the only one that can open your flesh, cut out the area, close it up without a scar. We always quote this. Every Christian like this, especially Pentecostals. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We like to speak that. But God says, that's nice to come out of your mouth. It needs to be an operation.
Amen.
Sometimes you need a spiritual operation to cut that CRAP out.
Amen.
And if you need a spelling thing, just ask my wife. She'll spell it. I remember one time we were at this pastor friends of mine, and he was spelling out words for because his daughter was starting to grow, and she goes, Dad, I know that word. He's like, oh, man, I got to go a different way now. If we follow as God leads, he gives us the power to walk. If we submit cheerfully to his discipline, listen, we can reach the level of maturity we never thought possible. I want to be a mature believer. I want to be a mature believer. I'll read this to you. The Psalm 23 channel. The TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. It makes me lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the path of sex and violence for my sponsor's sake. Yea, though I walk through the shadow of Christian responsibilities, I have no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial for me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism, consumerism. My covenant runs over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house just watching TV all day long. Psalm 23, TV. There's no darkness in God at all. We should be children of the light and not of darkness.
Amen.
Come on. Some people, now I'm not saying anybody in here. Some people are so happy with a certain thing clean that they forget their own soul needs to be clean.
Yes.
Now, I don't mind seeing nice things, but shouldn't you work on your spiritual walk?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be a quest your whole spiritual life? Lord, I want to be clean. Yeah? How many ever had a dirty windshield in the winter and run out of solution? How many have ever thrown snow on there or tried to dump some water on there? How many have done some stuff? How many ever had, like, there was no choice and it just smeared it? And then the light, the sun comes out, and what happens? You become blinded and can't see. I wonder how many times God's Spirit moves into a service, but we're so dirty we can't even see. And then we don't want to see the glory. How many times has His presence moved in and our flesh didn't want that? It started before you came to church. Oh, I'm preaching now. In John 12, verse 46, I come as a light to the world, and whoever believes in me shall not abide in darkness. No wonder it says in Revelation, church, speaking to the churches, you need to get some eye salve so you can see.
Amen.
We do. We need that. Every time we meet together, the Father is waiting for us. And He's coming the same way in holiness, in reverence. He does not change. Amen? I remember one time I was on the expressway and it got so bad I couldn't see. And there was a semi-truck in front of me just spitting off all that salt. The farther I got back, the worse it got. So you know what I did? I actually pulled closer to the truck. Because while it was still wet, the wiper moved some of the junk away. I got enough to get home. And I began to realize, sometimes you may not be all that week. But stick to somebody who can clear your path. Till you can get some more water on that. Don't give up on your spiritual walk, because sometimes we all have days or weeks or times.
Amen.
How many of you couples ever had a disagreement on a Sunday? Oh, nobody wants to get their hand up.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Mark, amen. Jill, get that two hands up, amen. All right, there you go. How many of those, it can happen? You can have a situation in your family. You can have a situation in your work. You can have a situation with somebody else. Somebody will always try to do something.
Amen.
And some people don't think when they speak.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to go, oh, thank you, Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
With great grace to be upon. But don't take offense to it. That's a trap of the enemy. And if you're down that week, believe me, the offenses will stack up. Start to go, no, I will not be offended. Amen, Lord. Amen, I'm going to be just like Gumby. Just, Lord, I can deal with this. I hope tonight's good.
Amen.
All of us need to walk in the light because He is in the light. And if you walk in the light, listen, darkness is exposed.
It is.
It's not a matter of just getting victory over sin. It's a matter of getting free from it. I just don't want to be saved. Just get over. No, I want to have victory over this. I want to have a life like what Jesus had.
Yes.
That when Satan came, he could find nothing in and he had to leave. I think that's one of the most powerful scriptures to me. He came to Jesus and he couldn't find nothing in him and he had to leave. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Well, in my spirit, the Holy Ghost is pure. Then, Lord, I need to renew this and bring this under subjection.
Amen.
Amen. Lingering thoughts, start to deal with them. Old hurts, pour some oil and wine upon them. Attitudes that you've had previous, that default, no, that's going to change. Start to consciously put some effort there. Don't overthink it, but ask God, Holy Spirit, work in this. Expose the darkness, amen?
Amen.
You'll walk differently, you will. And believe me, the enemy will recognize it. And you can have a song of praise when you go in.
Yes.
Now, Ron and I have had some times, I know Ron's been on the tarmac, early in the morning, I prayed with Ron early in the morning. I could hear the jet wash in the back. He's seeking the Lord. Lord, just today, God, move today. Lord, and here's his prayer. Lord, make me a witness today. Lord, help me find somebody that needs you. How do you think the Lord's going to honor that? Amen. Jesus was made sin for us that we could be his righteousness. Then I want the transfer to be complete. Then whatever I mind, that's what I follow. How many here have ever had prongs of anger? You see your hand. What pulls your chain? What torques you off instantly? How many ever thought, like, it's just going to go this way? I know it. How many here have ever battled with depression? See your hand. Okay. Those are real things. They're real emotions. And sometimes it can be pulled in certain ways. How many want to be saying, Lord, help me in this area?
Amen.
See, the enemy's looking for a door. He's looking for a weakness. He's looking for an area he can push on. Then, Lord, I'm going to begin to shut those things down.
Amen.
And walk in love. Being a Christian makes you more emotional, but in a balanced way. Because out of balance, you know what happens.
Yeah.
But every emotion God wants you to have, you know what? Jesus wept over Jerusalem.
He did.
He wept when Lazarus passed on.
Yes, he did.
He's been touched for that. Can you imagine him in the garden when it says his tears became great drops of blood? How many think that was an exhausting thing? He knows what it's like every area.
Yes.
Then since he's overcome, I will too. He knows how to help mankind. All of us have those areas and those weaknesses. We all need the Lord. I'm not picking on any failures here. Bless God, I know I have areas the Lord's working on. But I don't want to stop either. Amen? Is this good? When we fail, we know it. Then I'm going to be quick to get up. Sometimes people hold on to the failure too long. Well, I'm just going to fail again, so why should I? Well, even your speech is just saying you're going to do it. No, if I fail, I'm going to get back up. That's one less way to live for the Lord. Lord, help me with this. The Lord will be gentle when you judge yourself.
Amen.
The only time the Lord ever brings it to someone else's attention is when you won't let the attention come.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how the Lord does it. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you. He'll speak to you. He'll deal with you. He'll deal with you, 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 you. And if you don't heed any to that, he'll send a servant by to love on you. Say, hey, you might not want to, you might want to work on this.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Number two. And if you finally won't do that, he'll bring it out for your brothers to know. Please deal with this. Everything's done in love.
Amen.
How many of us, you need to follow what the Lord wants? It's not that he wants to expose your sin. He wants you to be like him.
Right.
You with me?
Amen, brother.
It's not my job to expose your failures. That's not my job. My job is to help you walk in holiness.
Amen.
But if a world of knowledge comes, Lord, we need to repent, then let's be quick to repent.
Yes.
Tonight there was a message of repentance. How many heard it?
Yes. Amen.
How many heard that we need to be holy?
Yes.
How many of us, that's a corporate thing. So think about how the Holy Spirit has just done it. He's rebuked all of us in the room, and we all received it. Yes or no? Then we can't walk out the same. What you need to do is, Lord, I need to be holy because you're holy. Help me, Lord Jesus. Work in me. Change me. Lord, let me pull out that telephone pole. Lord, certain actions, certain attitudes, I'm going to change them because your power is in me. And if your power is in me, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? You receive tonight? I want us, church, to be that church. I know Pastor Matt's there. I know I'll speak for his church. He wants his church that way too. I know it's hard enough to know. Then let's strive for that area. How many have some areas where you get hung up on and you kind of get tripped up on? Let me see your hand. Then I want you to pray through that area.
Yes.
Don't overthink it, but speak in that area. Lord, help me with this. Yes. Make this your prayer time here for a moment.
Yes.
Whatever that is. And don't feel like you're inadequate or like that's too great or your sin is greater. Your sin isn't greater than anyone else's.
Amen.
Secondly is start to renew your mind. All of us have had a harvest of sin. We have. Those roots have been growing. Those weeds have been there for a while for all of us. But there's also a tree of life that's growing too. If you're producing a little fruit, you can bear more fruit. But I want to move everyone past just green and growing. I just don't want you to be a shade tree. There's enough shade out there. You need to be bearing so you can produce and people can partake.
Amen.
And the Lord comes by your garden, He wants to take a little love too.
Amen.
A little joy from you too. Lord, let's be more fruitful than ever. How many battle in your mind sometimes?
Amen.
Okay, it's real. The scripture says, perfect holiness in body and in spirit. Lord, now we have the right spirit.
Amen.
Caleb and Joshua had the right spirit. I want that spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I can't hear you. And last here, church. If this church is going to march the way God wants it to, it's every member included. Every member involvement. Are we there?
Amen.
How many are with me?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humble ourselves before your mighty hand. Make this a personal thing. Lord, forgive us of all our trespasses. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we want to be holy because you're holy. Lord, every failure we bring before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, the filthiness of the flesh, cleanse us, Lord. Lord, if there's a habit or an action or an attitude, Lord God, or an anger, or Lord God, whatever it is, we place it before you. Work in me, Jesus. I want to be more like you. And all that I say and do. Lord, I know it's going to take effort, but God, I'm going to put it forth and your Holy Spirit's going to help me. I'm going to place myself in your hand, God, and you're not going to disappoint. You're going to take us from glory to glory. Open up my eyes to see, my ears to hear. Lord, let me pull that telephone pole out of my own eye. Lord, that I can be loving enough to see the speck in my brother's. Lord, produce in me. I want to be like you. How many want to be like him?
Amen.
If you would lift your hands towards heaven. Father, I pray over this congregation. Lord, from this day forth, we declare, I declare to live for you. Lord, in every area of body, my mind, my spirit, serving you. Bringing this flesh under subjection. Crucifying its old affections and lusts. And walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
Lord, I want to see you high and lifted up.
Yes.
Lord, corporately, Lord, in our services, high and lifted up. Lord, we speak over the churches in our area, over this state of Michigan.
Amen.
Lord God, move in your people again.
Thank you.
That call for holiness and righteousness to settle in. Lord, for the ministers, God, to get before you.
Amen.
To walk in your ways in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
To lead their people in paths of righteousness. Father, release that conviction and change. And Lord, bless your people with strength today. Lord, free from every condemnation right now. Everyone, push all that condemnation out. Every past failure, push it out. No, I'm free in Jesus' name. I want you to walk out with the joy of the Lord, your strength. That God is with you. If he be for you, who could be against you? He'll be gentle in cleansing you. He'll be gentle in leading you. Walk in that power. And if you fail, get up again and run. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.